that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given to us. Now let's go back to our passage. Chapter 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. Not burdensome. People, the Mosaic law is burdensome. That's how we know he's not talking about lighting up all the imperatives and all the commands and all of this stuff. That will weigh you down. That's what religion does right up to this day. It burdens its people. But faith and love are not burdensome. But if it referred to all the imperatives and all the commands, wow, that would be a heavy load. But this is a very light load. Walk by faith. Verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Okay, how? And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. Walking by faith in Satan's world, in the cosmic world, on this earth, but we're walking by faith in God. Trusting Him. Whatever is born of God, verse 1, referring to the born-again believer, overcomes the world, overcomes the forces of the world, Satan, the sin nature. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Our faith is the means of this victory. We do not produce the victory, it is the means of the victory. Okay, there's another important passage, Romans 14:23. Let's look at Romans. Romans 14, verse 23. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats. Now what we're dealing with here is eating right or wrong, sin or not a sin, this type of thing. Because his eating is not from faith. And whatever is not from faith is sin. Now, what we're talking about is whatever you and I do, okay? Whatever you and I do by faith, we do this by faith in the Holy Spirit. You can sit down and come up with all the reasons why eating is a sin or not a sin. And go to Scripture, and you can verify it with Scripture, why this is right, why this is wrong. But what you and I do is we walk by faith in the Holy Spirit. Now, if by faith in the Holy Spirit you do not eat, okay, if you by faith in the Spirit eat, okay. People, this is why we don't judge one another. Is anyone here ready to tell the Holy Spirit how he can lead everybody else? Are you ready to start judging others and say, well, the Holy Spirit wouldn't do that. I know that. How do you know what the Holy Spirit's going to do? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.